Don't you fall in love with a rambling boy? That's what your mama said. He'll take you to the other side of town. And the only thing he will ever crave.
So this is Will Hauck with KNBC and Nevada Capital News, and I'm on the phone with Paul of the band Icy Hawks in LA. Thanks for joining me today.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
No problem. So the name of your band is very unique. Can you tell us about the origin of the name and what that name means to you?
Yeah, it's deep in our lore. Well, it was 1999. It was my brother Anthony's 30th birthday, and we were driving to Vegas to celebrate. And we stopped off in the East Mojave Preserve. It's on the way. Mm-hmm. And we had a couple hours, so we went on this hike, this circuitous route into the desert mountains, and got very primal. We were throwing rocks and acting like apes, and I don't know, the subject drifted to the current state of country music, and we were just pretty high on ourselves, and so we made a vow to call our new band, which was going to change the face of country rock, and we were going to call it Icy Hawks in LA. We actually made a declaration, and 6 months later, we actually started, doing it, writing songs and stuff.
Cool. So you have an album out that came out pretty recently. It's called Hawks with Good Intentions, and it was recorded with the band Good Intentions. I'd love to hear about how that collaboration came about.
It was very interesting and challenging and ultimately very rewarding. We were good friends with this very folky, very old-school folky husband and wife duo, the Good Intentions, from Liverpool. Mm-hmm. And, we would host them for concerts, and they, when we were over there, they'd put on house concerts for us in Liverpool. And we just really evolved into friends and just got the idea, well, let's write some songs, because Peter is a really top-notch songwriter. So we sat down, actually after one of our desert concerts, and, came up with a couple tunes right off the bat. So they went back, and we wrote the entire rest of the album by email. Which was, I mean, we were skeptical, and it took a couple of years, but, we'd send over an MP3, and Peter would come back with some lyrics, and then vice versa, and multiple revisions, cultural clashes, but we came up with songs we all really liked, so, and finally put it out this year, or actually last year, mid-year.
Right. So were you recording kind of demos into the phone, or do you have like a little recording studio set up, or how did that work?
For demos, we just use our iPhones. They sound pretty good, for getting the melody across. Mm-hmm. And then when we agreed it was done, the form, which was, everyone has strong opinions. They're all strong writers. So it was like, all right, it's done. So, then we would record all the tracks in our studio. I have a studio in my house. And send them the tracks, and they would do vocals in there. They had a good studio in Liverpool. And we just bounce them back and forth, and then we'd add our harmonies, and they would add harmonies, and suddenly we were done. So, we said, let's put it out. So, it did well. I mean, it was an experiment that paid off, I would say. It got very good response, and we're happy with the tune. So, it was pretty fun.
That's cool. Hey, well, one of the songs on there on that new album is called Things Like This, and it references parts of the landscape of the West, California, 395, so on and so forth. And I'd love to hear about the influence of the outdoors and the environment and how that impacts your music.
395's a mighty long road. Run straight as a broken arrow, south from the edge of Canada, lonely to Hesperia. That's California. If you don't know it, that's okay. People take it to get away. Get away from everything. $100 for the diamond ring.
Oh, very much so. I think you've hit it kind of the core of what we do. We're most of our songs are about, the earth or society in the earth or our town and the changes that are. We have songs about Highland Park and about our, where I used to live in the desert and And things like this is almost a verbatim telling of a Los Angeles Times story of a mass shooting up in off the 395 near Hesperia, which I grew up right near there. So it hit close to home. And the irony of it is the sheriff said, well, we only had 3 murders last year, you know.
So it's
sort of a commentary on how used to gun violence we've gotten and how it's just, you know, we're shell-shocked. You know, this is like an ordinary day in the high desert.
Yeah.
You know, a hit and, or, you know, a shootout with the cops. So that one's pretty topical, and it's also informed by 395. It's kind of our favorite road. We're looking very forward to coming down to 395 on the way back home.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous
it's
drive.
A beautiful, beautiful drive.
I've driven it many times down to L.A., you know, at Carson City. It goes right through the middle of Carson City. It's Carson Street. That's where I grew up knowing it as, you know, and so... I thought it was cool hearing it on the record, you know.
Yeah, no, it's a big, and you know, I used to hike the Sierras a lot, and always go in from the east side, the steep climb, and it's so, yeah, I know the road very well, and it's my favorite terrain too, kind of transitional terrain.
Fantastic.
So yeah.
Cool, man. Well, another song on the record is called Steel Rail, and it incorporates elements of the effect of technology on our culture and kind of how technology changes and this and that. And I was wondering if you could talk about that song a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what it is. It's, the bigger picture for us is, the car is a very, very mixed blessing and becoming a little bit less blessed every year. And we feel that the sort of decline of the rail system is a real tragedy. It was, rails are just more socializing and, people mix together more. They're not autonomous and they're more efficient. And it's also about a lot of small rail towns, dying because, the trucks just go right past them. And the only thing left is a Walmart to, save the region. So it's, kind of a strange feedback loop of, that oddly enough, a national grid system leading to the decline of small town life, too. If that's not too grandiose of a picture to paint.
Whistle stops where no one stops on the Iowa winter plains, but the big box store in South Sioux City is almost done. Highways roar to golden shores, 12-lane ribbons passing for the future, but the future ain't what it used to be. Steel rail, steel rail, still sing a lonesome song, but the times are moving on.
That's cool. I like that. So you got a show coming up here in Silver City in Northern Nevada on January 11th. You mentioned you never played at that venue, but do you guys play up here very often?
We have not gotten into Nevada, and Evangeline set it all up. She's done many shows with us over the years. She's kind of guardian angel for a lot of, roots Americana bands. And she set it up, and we're really looking forward to it. I think it's the first time. I'm trying to know if we've played Vegas. I don't think so. I think it's our first time when playing Nevada.
Well, you just put out an album in 2019, and you're playing some shows and stuff. You got any big projects coming up in 2020?
Not on the horizon. Rob is doing a solo gospel record. And Victoria and I have a project with a guy named Tony Gilkison, who's a really pretty legendary L.A. guitar player. And that's kind of just starting up, but... that's a baby project, but the Hawks will probably start recording next fall if I have any sense of a pattern to how we do things. But Rob's got his gospel record he's doing right now, so we're just doing gigs really and coming up with a few tunes.
Cool. And if people wanted to know more about you and the band and your music, what's the best place they could go online to find you?
Our web page is pretty good. It's just ISEEHawks.com, ICHawks.com. And I really like Bandcamp.
Yeah.
If you put in Bandcamp, ICHawks in LA, all our 9 records are there and all these demos and live things. And I just like Bandcamp. You can listen to every song for free or download it. and it looks good. So yeah, I would steer people to Bandcamp or our website.
Cool. All right, man. Well, that's all the questions I got for you. I'm looking forward to seeing you at the show.
Thank you. We are super looking forward to the show. We got a lot of our country rock hits lined up and a lot of our brand new stuff too. So yeah, we're super excited about it.
Will you watch over me from above? Will you watch over me from above? Will you watch over me? Will you?